Welcome to Joy of Business Radio, hosted by Joy of Business facilitators from around the world, with special shows from Simone Milicis, the founder and creator of Joy of Business. Are you bored or dissatisfied with your work or business? Joy of Business is an invitation to a completely new way of creating. Did you know your business and job can actually be fun and joyful? If what you are currently doing isn't working for you, listen into this show full of pragmatic tools from Access Consciousness, which change everything in business, from money to finance, staff, creativity, productivity, communication, and beyond. Joy of Business Radio, weekly on Om Times Radio.
Hi, everyone. I'm Lauren Marie, and I'm a Joy of Business facilitator, and I'm currently living in the Sunshine Coast of Australia, although I am an American, and I live with my husband and twin 1.5-year-old babies, and I am so excited about the show because I've invited on three of my most favorite awesome creators on the planet who are also moms, Sarah and
Hello.
Megan and Emily.
Hello.
Welcome, ladies. So we are all over the world. We're in Australia and the U.S., and we're going to be chatting today about what is it to be a working mom and how do you do that and still be happy, which I just love this topic. There's so many things that I want to ask these guys about because they're, like, creating nonstop all the time. They have a bunch of kids. Sarah's got 4 kids, Megan's got 1 kid, Emily's got 2 little girls, all different ages, and I'm just so curious, how do they create what they're creating in the world and be a mom and travel and do it all, and how do you stay happy and be happy, and what happens when you're not happy? So welcome, everyone.
Thank you.
Yay. So I have some questions for you guys, but so let's see, where do we want to start? I'd like to ask you all, actually, what is your top tip for everyone listening on how to be a working mom and still be happy? So Sarah, can we start with you?
Sure. I would say my top tip would be get your bars run. I don't know how I could get through the week, sometimes a day, if I didn't have an in-house bars runner.
You know, you totally stole my tip, and that's okay. My backup tip is alcohol, but that's okay.
Yeah.
So Sarah is Sarah runs 2 businesses, a salon and Being You Beauty. Sarah, can you tell us what are your 2 businesses about?
Well, I own a salon here in LA. We have 8 chairs. So we have 8 stylists that I get to also mom at times. And Being You Beauty is a kind of a community outreach where we come together once a month and celebrate women and support them in exactly what we're talking about tonight. The task list that can also bury women and moms alike. How to get through that and also find you in the middle of all of it. So we do that once a month.
I love that. And you have 4 children. So how old is the oldest one?
The oldest is 19, and then 16, and then 9, and 5.
Ah! So I wanted to ask you, like, what happens when they become teenagers? Do you get to sell them or give them away, or how do you...
Yes, I posted on Craigslist once and I got a few hits, but it was a little shady, so I didn't go that route.
Right.
It's just another relationship that you have to develop. They're now adults, and as we, I think all 4 of us treat our kids already like they have an opinion and they are an infinite being. It just kind of, you don't have to wait till they're teenagers to treat them like that, but it becomes a different relationship when their bodies are bigger and their hormones are present, if you will.
Oh boy, I'm not looking forward to that moment, but I guess it's inevitable. So, Emily, Kelly, you have two little girls and you work full time with Access and Gary and Dane, and you host classes and you do all kinds of things. What's your top tip on working and being happy?
So I will also chime in with your bars and alcohol would be one and two. And then I would say, like, giving up trying to get it right. I am a total recovering perfectionist, and I really, really tried to get mothering right the first few years of my children's lives, and it makes it so much harder. So I would just say being easy on yourself and actually, like, in the moment, asking what your kids actually require. Rather than thinking you have to do everything and get everything for them and do everything right, like, they often are way more independent. When I started to ask that question, like, are they good? What do they require here? So often they didn't need anything, and I was just making and creating work for myself. So, giving up trying to get it right and not being so hard on yourself is, I think, key to staying happy.
That's huge. And I remember you telling me when you first started sort of traveling away from them to work that you thought maybe this was going to be hard on them, and you quickly discovered that there's a moment of like, oh, Mom, we're so glad to see you. Bye. When you get home.
Yeah, I'm still like not – I guess I'm not amazed anymore, but it's still so great. Like when I go away, I was just gone when we were in South Africa. That was – a longer trip, like I think 12 days with all the travel, and I would call home and Skype and they'd be on video, and they'd literally, I think it's like a weekend, this is the first time I had seen them on video, and they got on, they're like, hey, how are you? And I was like asking questions, and then they were like, after literally 30 seconds a minute, they were like, awesome, we're gonna go play with the neighbors, okay, see ya. But they're so independent, and I really do like stay connected with them, I guess, energetically. Like, I'm with them, and they're just so, you know, confident and independent. And I think they see me choosing what works for me, and they kind of do the same thing. And it's been really different than what I, quote, expected. And so I think if you give up your expectations, too, of what your kids, what you think they require, and actually look at what works for them and you might be surprised at what shows up. I mean, I have some teachers that have a point of view that I travel a lot, and when I get home, they sort of are like, oh, my gosh, they must miss you so much. And it's so interesting because they're projecting them at the kids, but they're actually fine. So it's just interesting when you can actually tap into what really are your kids, what's going on for them and you, without everyone else's influence and what's being projected at you or what society says is normal.
It's such a good point, and asking, you know, what do they require, if they require anything, and you mentioned a couple other things I want to go into more in a little bit about staying connected to them energetically, and really and being in question with your kids. I think that those are huge, and not being hard on yourself and not having to get it right or perfect as a mom is like, I'm sure no other moms out there ever try to do that. Only us. So Megan, what would you say? Megan has cutest little boy ever, and she also works full time with Access and travels a ton. And what would you say, Megan, is one of your top tips?
You know, I would say that just actually realizing that for me, working and creating does actually make me happy. So I took a year off. I was a hardcore worker bee in the advertising world, and decided that I needed to take a year off when I had him. And I was miserable. I could not be a stay-at-home mom. I could not, like, I just could not do that. And in the beginning, I thought that made me a bad mom or a wrong mom for not being happy to just, you know, hang out with my kid. And, you know, more than ever, it's like I now know that actually working and creating is what makes me happy, and creating the space for me to have those moments where I'm traveling, I'm actually creating my life. I'm happier than he's happier. I take him with me sometimes to work. We create a life that works for us, but I'm very clear that creating my life, including him in that, is one of the key parts of what actually makes me happy. So
It's really a good point, and I hear moms talk about this, like, I'm going to choose for me with a totally different energy. Can you talk a little bit about, because what you're saying is not giving yourself up and choosing for you.
Yeah.
But not from up.
Yeah, no. Yeah. Yeah, not giving yourself up in everything, you know, that Sarah and Emily have said so far as well, where you're actually, like, you're including your kid or kids in your choices, so they know that they're a part of it. Like, there are times if I have a big trip coming up, I just talk to him as though, not that he's a child, but I explain to him, hey, you know, mommy's got to go for 10 days, 12 days, or whatever. Next time I'll bring you, you know, like, I actually talk to him as a person, not as a, like, some inferior, you know, being or something. Like, so I include him in those choices, and then he knows he's included in my life. And that it's part of, it's also like showing him that, that creating your life and creating, like, that creation is actually fun, that working doesn't have to be hard, that it doesn't have to be this thing that you know, that it has to be miserable. It actually can be this joyful creation, and showing him that. So,
which is something that I've heard Gary and Dane say, and Simone, and I mean, a lot of people, just that if you want to teach your kids anything, it's by being that energy. It's not by telling them to do it or teaching them. It's really by being it. And that's just what you're saying.
Yeah, I'm never like, oh God, I have to go to work. I'm excited to go to work, you know? And I may, if I'm working a lot or something, I may say, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I get it. I've been, you know, not very present with you. And so then I'll, you know, like tonight, I've been on meetings all day long. And so I had a 30-minute window, and we played hide and seek for 30 minutes. So like that 30 minutes of total presence with him creates far more than, you know, just sitting there with him for 4 hours, and I don't know.
I get that too. I mean, a lot of us work from home, and I have, it's a interesting thing with the kids, like pulling your energy and having, you know, you have to be on a conference call or a meeting or teach a class or whatever. And having that, and being in question with it too, because a lot of times, you guys know, my twins will come in and be on the camera on the Zoom because they like to be on camera and wave to everyone. Everyone likes to see them and stuff. And then it's like, okay, they're bored and they want to go off and do something. But it's like, five minutes, 10 minutes, or in between calls, I'll just get off and run around and chase them or hug them or whatever. And so it's not about the amount of time. As much as,
and they're not, and then they don't perceive you trying to keep them out. You know, like my home office door is always open. He can come in and go out as he pleases. Now, if he starts going crazy, you know, shooting me with his dart gun during a conference call, that doesn't work for me. But you know, he doesn't do that very often because he's totally allowed in. And then like with your twins, it's also really cool to work. I have to say. To work for a company like Access, where your kids are actually allowed to be a part of your life. I'm on quote unquote official conference calls, and if my kid's in the background, it's not a big deal. You know, it's like, I have a 5-year-old. That's part of the game. So.
And how did we get so lucky? So we're going to go to a break now, and when we get back, we're going to talk about more being a mom and being happy and working on Joy of Business Radio.
No one needs to have a money problem, especially you.
Yeah, did you hear that? You. You have an unlimited and mostly unaccessed capacity to create money and a financial reality that works for you. Simone Millicis has a brand new book. It's called Getting Out of Debt Joyfully. And right now, when you go to gettingoutofdebtjoyfully.com, if you pre-order the book, you'll get a free online course. What if you can create money in ways no one else can? Just go to gettingoutofdebtjoyfully.com to get your copy today.
Host your show on IOM-FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM-FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Hi, this is Sylvia Henderson, intuitive life coach and energy healer. Are you ready to elevate and rise way above your normal? Be sure to listen to my show, Intuitive Transformations, on OM Times Radio, Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern. Get the inspiration you need to transform your life.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. The cutting edge of conscious radio, Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Welcome back, everybody, to Joy Business Radio, and I'm talking to Megan Hill, Emily Russell, and Sarah Grandinetti here about how to be a working mom and still be happy. And it's funny, a commercial came on while we were on break here, and Megan was the one with the voiceover, and she said, oh, we were Skyping, listening to it, and she goes, oh, I forgot about that. Her son was hanging around and being loud when she was trying to record it, so she's like, so I just asked him if he wanted to do it with me. And I thought that would be a great thing to talk about, how to, you know, use your children's antics to assist your creations and how to include them in what you're creating.
It was so funny because I was getting really stressed out because, you know, to make a voiceover commercial, you have to have total silence, which is near impossible if you have children. And he just kept, like, running around. I'm like, hey, okay, this isn't working. What if he was in this with me? And then he recorded that beginning, and he had so much fun. And now it's like this commercial. It's just so cute. So I think that's a great segue into how do you actually, you know, if you are stressed out, asking a question, like, what can I actually change here to make this work or, you know, be easy for me and for him and for your kids? Question. That's my tool. Question.
Yeah. And I wanted to say, too, it's not this isn't a la-la fairy tale. Everybody is, you know, all these ladies here are just happy all the time working, and their children sit quietly reading books while they get their work done. It's like,
If you live in that fairy tale, I want to talk to you.
Exactly. Although I must say that Megan and Emily both lied to me for many months, telling me that it was going to get easier.
It does. It just takes a really long time.
It was like every 5 months they were like, no, it gets easier just when it's, you know, 6 months. And then in 6 months, I'd be like, it's not easier. Like, oh, no, it's a year. It's going to get easier. Like, it's a year. It's not any easier. No.
Well,
I meant,
you
I
have
meant 2 years.
You have
twins. Twins is a whole nother deal.
Yeah.
I remember helping you out, Lauren, not this year in South Africa, but the year before, and we were getting ready for your wedding. And so there were a couple of us trying to put them to sleep. And I was so happy when I got one to sleep. I don't remember if it was Ayla or Preston. And then I was like, oh, my God, there's another one. Like, I never had that moment of, like, once I got a kid to sleep, it was like, oh, thank God. And you could relax. And I was like, oh, my gosh, there's another one. I don't know how you do it.
And, I mean, despite all of the tricks in the book, they don't do what you tell them. Like, you put them down together to sleep. I mean, yesterday, Ayla, she, like, Preston slept for 3 hours in a nap, and she literally, like, was screaming, and, well, then she was singing and jumping up and down in her bed. I'm like, and he didn't wake up for a while, but I'm like, oh, my God, you're not going to sleep, are you? And so then it's like 3 hours of one sleeping and then 2 hours of the other one sleeping. And then it's like one goes to bed early and the other one goes to bed late and the other one wakes up. And I'm like, ah! So it is a different level of, and it's, yeah. So it's not about roses and bubble baths all the time. So this is my question too, is like, what if being happy doesn't mean that everything is easy all the time? And what if it doesn't mean you haven't, like, figured out and, you know, you've gotten anything right? It's more about, like, this thing that we have called happiness is a choice that we can make. So, do we do clearings here? Can we do a clearing? I want to do a clearing. Oh, okay, cool. So, who wants for the clearing?
You're the boss. It's your show. You took it over.
Okay, so I want to run. So all the unfulfilled promises that you have as a mom and as a working mom. So everything that was supposed to mean that it hasn't meant. Will you destroy and uncreate all of that?
Yes.
100 godzillion. Ow! Right, wrong, give that part back on my shorts, boys, and beyond. So it's like anywhere you thought it was supposed to get easier or you thought it was whatever. It's like an unfulfilled promise that you have sitting there not being fulfilled. So, right.
Being a parent is like one unfulfilled promise. You could never fulfill all your promises.
Right. Oh, that's such a good point.
Impossible.
So how much are we waiting for either us to fulfill our parents' promises to us or us to fulfill our promises to our parents?
Yep.
So everything that is, can we destroy and uncreate it all?
Yes.
Yes, please.
Right, wrong, good, dad, pod, puck, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. So, Sarah, I wanted to ask you about having multiple businesses and multiple children. And there was a post that you made with a video about your daughter the other day that was so beautiful. I just cry every time I even think about it. What do I even want to ask you? Like, there's so many things that you're being and teaching your kids about creation and being and how to be with other people. Like, how do you do it all?
That's a loaded question. you know what? I think to piggyback a little bit on what Emily was saying earlier is not having to get it right. I basically live with my husband is actually an adult and I have one adult child, and the other three have if you give them the ability when they're little to like know that they're infinite beings and that they have a say. I remember one time my son was like probably 4 years old and he wanted to take a calculator into a restaurant, and an adult we were with like told him that he couldn't take that calculator. And I actually empowered him in that moment, and then also went back and years later was like, wow, I remember when I did that. I said, well, did you ask why? He goes, well, no, I didn't know I could. And I said, well, absolutely. If something seems, you know, that you need more clarity or it doesn't actually fit in your world the way that like you would see it, I told him, 4-year-old, this, you have my permission always to ask why. And one of the things that created was I have now 4 kids who are willing to question everything. And so one of the ways that we navigate that is that I can't actually have a ton of order in my life because I have to explain a lot and we have to walk through things and talk through things. And I have to actually consider their opinions, which I feel like a lot of times moms, in order to keep up with the daily task lists and the schedules, and especially with multiple kids with definite like after school activities and homework and all the stuff that goes along with being a parent, we shut our kids like ideas, and it's kind of like where we cut off their joy but also their question out in order to get through the day, in order to get through the task. So oftentimes I will tell you that the way I get through it is I don't have a lot of list of order that I keep in my home. We have a ton of chaos, but it works out daily because everybody knows their role. They know what's required of them, and they're present with all of like the family decisions, like what Megan was saying, is like including them in your life. If they're just like the side dish to your main plate, it for me anyways, it gets really unbalanced really quickly. So when you're actually including them in the decisions and they're able to ask questions, that's what's created most ease for me. And as far as like, how do I do it all?
And this video that I was talking about, you were talking about your daughter and how she, her teacher told you at the parent teacher conference that she actually was like sat next to this other kid that was having some difficulties, and just by her sitting with him, she was able to make like allow him to receive the class better and be able to be in class and like understand things better. And also that she sort of instituted a whole new like ritual, if you will, of acknowledging the other students before they go home, which the teacher was going to carry on and do every day for all of her classes, which it's like, how cool is that? How cool is your daughter? That's just so cool.
She's pretty cool. Yeah, and the magnitude that was even for me, like being willing to have lessons taught to you by your children is also a place where you can create ease in your life if you're actually willing to also learn from them. And when I heard that story, I was taken back because it was just a simple choice, a simple request that she was brave enough to ask, which is something she was aware of. And she asked in a way that was a contribution, and the teacher was able to receive that, which was super cool. And then to look at like all the kids that are going to go through that woman's class from here on out, that actually get to go through that ritual daily, I was like, wow, you know. And also being able, as a mom, I will also add this, is to be able to acknowledge yourself as a mom and what, when your kids actually are creating change in the world, in their classroom or the world around them, and be able to look at that. It took a lot for me to go, wow, like I actually contributed to that. And so a lot of times we're so hard on ourselves and we don't acknowledge like the magic that we're creating with our kids. And even in their failures, like if one of the hardest things, it's great to like celebrate your kid when they're changing the world, like Talia was. But when you allow your kids to fail, it's another place where it can get really sticky and you go into judgment of you. But they're actually learning so much when they go through that failure, and kind of being hands off and allowing them to learn the lessons that they need to learn to grow up to be productive adults and take care of themselves. It's actually, I feel harder sometimes than to like celebrate and acknowledge the places that you're being a contribution and allowing them to create more for their lives.
Huge. Like, so it, actually acknowledging yourself there teaches her, or like gives her the example of what acknowledgement creates. Whereas as a mom, we're taught, or as a woman, or probably as anybody on this planet, we're supposed to be hard on ourselves and be critical and judge and, you know, oh, you know, I screwed up here or there. But it's like, allowing yourself to fail and acknowledging like all your achievements and successes, but also like not having any judgments about the failures or the where you would have done it differently or whatever that is. It's like gives them that space to be that with not only themselves but the other students and their friends and their teachers. And there's some music coming in, so when we come back, I'd love to talk about women who are thinking about becoming moms, who are working women, who are afraid to become a mom because they don't know if they can do it all. So we'll be back with Joy of Business Radio.
Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Radio Namaste leads you down the yellow brick road into portals of consciousness with the blue collar goddess as your host. Interviews with humans who could be famous or just popular, and answers to everything are on the agenda. Tune into Om Times Radio and drop in on Thursdays at 3 Eastern. It's a different brand of enlightenment.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Putting the fun back in business. Wake up, go to work, come home, watch TV, go to bed, repeat. Business, work, your job, hate it, bored, want to leave it? Or business, work, your job, fun, play, joy, fun. Which would you like to choose? You may not know this, but business, your job, work can actually be fun. Check up your business routine. Check out my 3-part free video series on putting the fun back in business. Go to accessjoybusiness.com/fun and put the fun back in business.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
So welcome back to Joy of Business Radio. I'm Lauren Marie, and I'm joined with some amazing co-creators of consciousness here, Megan, Emily, and Sarah. And we're talking about being a working mom, being happy, creating, and lots of other things. you guys are funny. They're making me laugh while I'm trying to be serious on the radio. So we were going to talk about working women who might not be moms, might be considering becoming a mom or hesitant to become a mom. And I get this question all the time from Uber creator women who don't want to actually start a family because they're afraid of it stopping what they're creating in the world. And I would have said I was one of them if I hadn't been surprised with surprise twin pregnancy. I wouldn't have really, like, quote, chosen that.
I remember. I did a radio show with you.
When I found out?
No, when you didn't want children.
Oh, see? It wasn't part of the plan because I didn't think it would stop me or slow me down. And the actual opposite has shown up. Not that so much hasn't changed, and I mean, I didn't used to go to bed at 8 o'clock at night, but but it's like it's actually contributed to everything that I'm creating and my work life and my career and all of that, and made me more money. Like, I never would have, you know, thought that having kids would make me money. And it's sort of like if you look at the energy of what you're creating. It's not saying for everyone it will make you money to have kids, but if you ask the question and it's expensive, then it will make you money. It's like allow everything to contribute to you and your money flows. So what do you guys, did any of you have that? Yeah,
let me say something first, Lauren, because I've been so, because you do have twins and we work together and get to create together, I've been amazed at like seeing you actually create more after having children, because it's so, you know, thought that the opposite would happen. And I've been so grateful to have other women like all of you that we all get to create together, but who support each other, like allowing other people in your life to contribute to you, whether it's people you're working with. Like, I know if one of us has a sick kid or we can't, you know, get to something, we all kind of cover for each other. And that was one of the things that was really important to me when I was looking at, okay, you know, am I going to work more and create more? And what do I really want to have as my life if I could have anything? And that was a big part of it. And that is such a gift. And whether it's people you work with or I've also, you know, hired nannies that help out, and I've asked them to do things, you know, hey, I really need my laundry folded because I don't like folding my laundry, and I'm happy to pay you more. Like, this is a part of it, and allowing my husband to contribute more, like everyone around, like allowing the contribution to show up from places that you would never expect it, or maybe you wouldn't have asked for it because you felt bad asking. But if you're actually willing to receive that, it makes it so much easier and allows you to actually create more.
Yeah, exactly. So, what if it wasn't so linear or logical as you think? Like, a lot of women that ask me this question about, you know, how do you juggle this or balance that, or, you know, it's like they're coming from a point of view that we're taught about how much time you have in the day and how you have to equalize, you know, the amount of time and energy you spend with different parts of your lives. And that wasn't really true for me. It isn't true. I mean, sort of the small example, what Megan and I were talking about, how 30 minutes of, you know, just really being present with your kid is sometimes enough for them for the day. And not to say you use that as an excuse to, I only have to spend 30 minutes of time with my kid today, but it's like just being in question with what do they actually require? Like, we left the twins with our good friends, Simone and Brendan. This is Simone's radio show, so I can tell a story about her. We left them with them overnight, and their dad and I went off and, you know, had a break for the first time in their lives. And we came back and we were driving, you know, to go get them and everything. And I was like, oh, they're going to be so excited. They're going to run to me. I had this whole picture in my head. And like, they're going to be so excited. And we walked in. They did not even move. Like, they like looked over and then looked back at what they were doing. Brendan was holding our son, Preston. And I was like, Preston! And he didn't even want to come to me. Like, they were so happy and fine without us. I was like, oh, I can't believe it. So, it's actually like Emily said, allowing other people to contribute and also to contribute to your kids' lives. Like, you don't have to do it all. It doesn't actually necessarily work for your kids for you to do it all. Like, they were like really grumpy that we had to take them away from their new friends and their new house that they had, when we took them. So, what would you guys say is, any advice or tip for someone who's trying to make that decision about having kids, who's like a career woman?
You will never be ready.
That's a good one.
That's what I have to say.
I was going to say, what I'm recognizing now as I've stepped out from the other two businesses and playing with Access more, I have the fear that, bringing it all together wouldn't work. And what I've recognized is as I add more to my life, I think we can all say that, like, there's a space that when I'm with my kids, it's a different kind of presence. And I'm also, like, willing to say fuck all to, like, the mundane chores when – am I allowed to say the F word? I'm sorry. Thanks, Megan.
I don't think it's the first time.
Okay. So I'm willing to like blow off like the things that I thought were like tedious. And yes, we still need like clean clothes and food in the refrigerator. But there's a place where I'm like, you know what? I've been gone for a week and I'm back. And now we're going to go have some like intense playtime. And so everywhere that like a woman's deciding that she can't juggle it all, there actually is a space that you're capable of creating. That when you add more to your life, it's like you, the space like can actually show up if it's something that you truly desire. Does that read? I can't really get the words out right now. But.
Yeah. No, and I also think too, there's something that happens, like you're made for this in the weirdest way ever. And, like all of us right now, we are talking and writing to each other in a Skype thread and I'm working on other stuff too. I don't know what they're doing. They're probably all multitasking as well. But it's like something when you have kids, like you have to like go into having 25, you know, balls that you're juggling. And for me, it's exactly the speed that I like to play at. So I keep adding more and more, and I haven't added another children yet because another child yet. But I'm not sure I'm ready for that one. But it's like
we're all hoping for a baby girl version of Tristan, I'm just gonna say.
Exactly. But it's But you can handle it, you know, and then also being willing to ask for help and for people to help you. I mean, I think all of us on here have phenomenal baby daddies, you know, like I don't know one of us on here that doesn't have, you know, a dad that's being, or what is that word? Their dad. Children's dad. Your dad's not taking care of your baby children. Baby daddy. But like my husband, he's amazing. He's like does everything. And that, and this, you know, most people would look at you and think that that's wrong if they're the ones cooking and doing the stuff, you know, doing all the mommy things. But it's like, hey, it works. If you want me to cook a meal, I always burn the kitchen down. So once I got over trying to prove that I could even be that, it's like, cool, thank you. What are we having for dinner? If I'm in charge of dinner, we're going out to dinner. You know, it's like, so being willing to just be that and really you don't have to be the image and the role and, you know, the costume or whatever of what everyone says is a mom. You can create what a mom is for you. And that may look totally different than anything else out there.
Yeah.
I have to say that's going to be one of the top things, is really being willing to be you as a mom and not be that image or whatever that would be that you were taught or believe that is a, like, what would be a perfect mom for someone else. Because I know that would not work for me. That wouldn't work for any of you. If I tried, well, and when I do try that for even a moment, everyone's miserable, not just me.
Right?
Can I just say, too, it's asking questions about that. Like, when you say being you as a mom, like, I didn't know what that was. Like, I actually thought when I first had, like, when I was a stay-at-home mom with my first child and literally, like, would read to her and hang out in the house for hours and was pretty happy, although, and then I realized I had to keep adding more stuff. So I was like, I don't know, maybe I'll take up knitting. Maybe I'll cook like 5-course meals. And I was like, oh my God, I was going crazy because I wanted to create more, but I didn't know what that was. And I had all these judgments that if I left my kids and I was working, I'd be like not there for them. So I wasn't actually looking at what is really true for me. So I think it's really important to ask the questions of what would work for me as a mom. Cause I know I was so ingrained in, like, I grew up in the Midwest. Even though my mom was a working mom, she was still at home a lot of the time. It's just interesting. You really have to start asking questions of what would work for you, because there is so much projected at you of what a mom should be. And when you actually start looking at, like, kind of like Megan, well, everyone said, you know, I actually, the more things I have going on, the happier I am and the easier it is and the more fun it is. And I would have never guessed that had I been, you know, where I was functioning from before. I know one of the first questions I started asking was, what can I add to my life? And I was actually scared to ask it because I was like, why would I ask that? I have, like, babies and diapers. I can't handle anything else. And when I asked that and more showed up, I was actually way happier than trying to, like, pare my life down. So it's just an interesting take on it.
Yeah, asking what else can I add when you're quote, overwhelmed, or you think you're overwhelmed, or you think you can't, you know, have any – thing else going on. It's just funny. Like, sometimes I'm like, oh my God, you know, and when I even think about everything that I have on my plate, I go, oh, what else can I add? It's humorous, you know, like, really, you're going to look at adding, but it's like adding can also be adding, you know, a sitter or a cleaner or a nap or a exercise, or, you know, adding isn't always like adding work, but, I love that. And it's, I think, Megan, you said to me that happened when you were pregnant, that you just realized, like, you were so overwhelmed and you asked that question, like, what else could I add? And it lights everything up. So when we come back, we're going to talk about what these guys are creating. So come back in a few minutes. We'll be here.
What do you hate about business? And do you want to change it? If you don't want to change anything about your job or business, stop listening. You're all good. If you'd like to have money just for the fun of it and stop the negative self-talk, check out Joy of Business. This is about knowing what you know about business and creating more than you can imagine. Access Joy of Business 101 classes offered around the world. Go to accessjoybusiness.com/101.
As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at Om Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. Om Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business. Join Elliot Jolish, the business therapist, each Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern for the Elliot Jolish Hour, as he interviews business experts on your behalf. And you're invited to email your business questions to questions@ecjgroup.com for answers
live, on air, every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern on the Elliot Jolish Hour.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
So we're back on Joy of Business Radio. I'm Lauren Marie, and with me I have my very best, most amazing mom creator friends, Megan and Emily and Sarah, and we're just chatting about what's next. Like, what are you guys creating? What are you up to? Sarah and Emily did a Bad Moms series. Was it a series or a one call? It was a
one-off call, being you, adventure, bad, being a bad mom.
And
it was so much fun.
Being you, adventure, being a bad mom. I love it.
Yeah, and it was so funny because I don't know if people are listening to this, if you've seen the movie Bad Moms, but it's all about being willing to be seen as a bad mom, you know, and so many people had questions about, well, does it mean I have to do bad things, or is this like really being a bad mom? And so then we came up with, well, what if it's more like being a badass mom, like being willing to be seen as that, like actually doing what works for you and your family. And so we did do a one call for that, and then the women that were on that and the moms were like, hey, I really would love to have more of like a support quote group, for lack of a better word, but like, so we are in the process of creating a private Facebook group and a group where women can talk about what we're talking about basically and create more for them and their families and getting out of judgment of them and having like way more fun, kind of what we're talking about with their kids. So we do not have a website yet or what's going on, but that is in creation at the moment.
Where do people find you?
For me on Facebook, you can find me Emily Evans Russell, and my website is also emilyevansrussell.com. And Sarah, what about you?
Sarah?
I am at Sarah Here Grandinetti on Facebook, and you can find Being You Beauty at beingyoubeauty.com. And yeah, mostly on Facebook, and the creations that we'll be announcing there for our Badass Moms group will be posted there.
Awesome. And Megan's doing a class that she is going to let us know what the name of it is. She couldn't remember.
I am doing it with another mom, Heather Nichols, who's also a Joy of Business facilitator. So she's probably been on this radio show a couple times. We are doing a telecall, I believe it's April 4th, 5th, and 6th. And it's called How Satisfied Are You With Your Life? And it's really looking at all the places where you may be a bit comfortable with your dissatisfaction, and we'll give you the tools to change it. So if you perhaps had children and you're not feeling very satisfied with your life, and that was supposed to satisfy you.
Wait, I thought when you have kids that your life is fulfilled.
Exactly. So if you've been sitting there and not enjoying the satisfaction of children, we may be able to help you change that.
Talk about unfulfilled promises of motherhood.
Yeah.
And it's solving all of your problems.
Where you can find info, it'll be at heathernichols.com/satisfied. And you can also find me on Facebook at facebook.com/accessmegan.
That's
what I've got going on in terms of telecalls, but, you know, we all work so much with Gary and Dane and Access, and, you know, Emily and Sarah are creating a bunch of stuff with BARDS facilitators and Access Consciousness. So one other cool thing, I think that just realize if you're a mom out there and, you know, you can start your own business, which works, and there are so many moms I know that left, say, corporate world, and then they started their own business, and they're super-duper successful. But sometimes it also does work to work with other people or with companies if you're not willing to, you know, take the time to run a business by yourself. And that's not wrong either. None of it's wrong. Just where would you like to play?
Yeah. Well, if you just started, like if you're a mom and you haven't and you've been wanting to go back to work or start creating, it's like four would be fun for you to start playing. And the Joy of Business tools, like all of them, I've been using them and applying them to the world of moms. But it's like any of these classes that the JCFs and that Simone teaches is going to give you tools to create a business that works for you in a fun way and, you know, in a really creative humanoid fashion that's not normal or strict or linear, and it's actually going to be
and
fun.
I remember why I left my job in quote corporate world, and that was because it was so not flexible and it wasn't honoring of mothers, and it was like you get 2 weeks vacation, you know, you have to take off, you know, if you have to go to the doctor or go home to be with a sick kid for any reason, like that's also your vacation time. So there's not a lot of honoring companies out there, and it can feel very limiting. But if you take these tools that are offered in Joy of Business or say that we've offered on this call or any other of these radio shows and you start asking questions, that's basically what I did to create a job that worked for me, because now I work probably more than I did ever before, yet it's totally flexible. I have so much time with my kid. I get to choose. I have time for myself. I get to travel. Like, I have the best of everything. But it's because I created a business and a life that worked for me. So it's possible. You can do it all if you ask some questions and create what you'd like to create.
Exactly. And you have a ton of support and tools and people that have been where you are and have changed it and all of that right here. So,
and you have like a three-page spread in a magazine. So can we talk about you for a minute?
I know. That was cool.
Yeah.
It's in First Time Parent magazine did a 3-page spread on me, and that was a surprise. Yay.
That's awesome.
Yay.
Tell us about
It's called The Myths of Motherhood, and it's sort of what we talked about today and other like related subjects about what motherhood was supposed to be and being a working mom and what's actually true. And I was at class in a class with Dane Heer class recently, and sitting next to Simone Melissus, and he said something about being a mom and still being happy, and she turned to me and she goes, "You need to do that call." So this is sort of a prelude, this radio show, the how to be a working mom and still be happy, to that call that Dane and Simone are making me do, called How to Be a Mom and Still Be Happy.
That's awesome.
Which you can go to my website, which is meetlaurenmarie.com, and my lovely assistants and interns will be putting stuff up there about that when it's ready, because they do
That's
my work
cool.
for me.
Can I just say, when we're talking about all of this, one of the things like that helped me a lot, we all create in different ways, is looking at the question of what if your children chose you, and what if they knew the path, quote, that you were taking and what you would be choosing and the travel you'd be choosing and the working, and that they actually wanted to come in here and contribute to that. Because rather than looking at like, oh my God, am I not being with them enough? Am I doing? What if they actually chose you because of what you are here to create and what you would like to choose, and they knew you wanted to do more? When I kind of switched my perspective on that, that changed a lot. Just because I stopped making myself wrong and actually looked at, no, actually, what if they chose you because of that you did want more and you did want to add more to your life and you did want to work and be with them and travel and do all of that. And so I don't know if that helps anyone listening, but that for me really changed
a lot. I love
that.
I think it's huge. Get that your children chose you because of you, not because you were going to become a Brady Bunch or a Leave It to Beaver mom or a – like they came for you.
They chose you.
Hello.
Hello.
I love that. And you might be a little bit different than other moms, and what if that was why they chose you? Yeah, totally. So any parting words that anybody wants to share before the closing music starts up?
I just wanted to also add in that the four of us, while we're creators and movers and shakers, that there's no judgment for the moms who actually want to stay home and be with their kids. And that's also a choice. I think that that is also a place that we all come from in supporting that choice as well, that it's not that you have to, you know, be this on the go mom either. It's all just a choice. I think that,
Totally.
I think that's the hardest job out there. I'm going to say
I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it.
I agree.
I think it's amazing. Yeah. Tristan, there's a lady that took care of Tristan for like 3 years, and she was the stay at home. She wanted to stay home with her kids, so she had a home daycare. And she was the most amazing, most patient, most kind woman I've ever met in my entire life. And I'm like, you are a saint. So, yeah.
Can we adopt you to be his grandmother?
Exactly. So, yes, if that's you, own it and enjoy it, and you're not wrong either. Basically, you're not wrong as a parent, even though the world would like you to think you are.
Right. No matter what you're choosing or what you want to create, and your children chose you because of that, not because you were going to be like everyone else.
And asking for people to show up in your life that are better than you at being like some of the mom stuff. Like we've all talked about cooking meals, or my nanny's better at doing their hair and getting them dressed than I am. And rather than making it wrong, like what if you could ask for people to show up that are better than you, that contribute to you, and make it easier.
Totally. And like other people, you know, I always joke with our little exes. Non-community that, you know, when we're going around and traveling, I'm like, it takes the village, like, here, have a twin, you know, grab a bag. Like, And when we went to South Africa, we literally had a team of people with us, and we had a nanny, and we had Simone and Brendan, and we had Chris, and we had, like, and I'm like, well, it takes a village, and we really did need, like, every one of them to pitch in. I'm like, you know, this is not a one-person job or a two-person job. Like, I don't know how people do it with just, you know, single moms or, you know, so hats off
and
to you.
And ask for that contribution to show up. Like if you're listening and you feel like you don't have it, if you make the demand in your world that it shows up, it really, really will. Like it really will. Like go on care.com, go on whatever in your country and actually give up your points of view of where you can find people. If you follow the energy, you can create anything.
I love it. Thank you.
Yay.
Joy of Business Radio.
Woo-hoo.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.